A guy who lives near us has 50,000 bees. His wife said he's a keeper.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Lately, we've been talking about some of God's remarkable critters, and today's creature of interest is going to cause a bit of a buzz. After I spoke somewhere, a gentleman told me he was a beekeeper. With the exception of my wife, he said, bees are the most amazing creatures in the world. Look them up. I was curious about these five-eyed insects, so I fired up the Googles. And what I discovered has my brain buzzing. Now, when I hear a bee buzzing from flower to flower, I recognize that sound as one of the great marvels of creation. That bee is beating its wings together more than 190 times a second. When a bumblebee lands on a flower, the buzzing changes because that bee is now chewing bumblegum. Ha! Not true. But pollen is locked inside some flowers, so the bee wraps itself around that flower and vibrates its body at a precise frequency close to a middle C. Ha! The honeybee colony is a remarkably complex system of relationships and responsibilities. The queen bee lays the eggs about one every 20 seconds. Worker bees attend to the tasks. There are queen attendants, guard bees, wax maker bees, wannabees, and massage bees. Okay, those two I made up. But nurse bees care for the sick and injured, feeding them special types of honey, depending on the malady. If it's cold, temperature bees vibrate to raise their body temperature and warm the air. Too hot? They place water droplets throughout the hive and fan their wings to cool things down. Where did they learn this stuff? And then there's the sweet nectar most of us love. A bee will produce about a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime. To produce a kilogram, or about 2 pounds of honey, bees will fly 3 times around the world. They then use the air miles to buzz off on vacation in Singapore. Sorry, I tried to resist. I could not. Seriously, get this. Honeybees have a special organ called a honey stomach. They suck nectar from a flower into that stomach where it is mixed with enzymes then vomited into a honeycomb. Ah! Still, honey is one of the purest substances on earth. It has been used to effectively clean wounds and fight infections. Jars of honey have been found in ancient Egyptian tombs. Still good, they say. Put some in your tea. The most curious behavior of a honeybee is the waggle dance. When a forager bee discovers flowers rich in nectar, they return to the hive, gather an audience, and begin to dance, walking in a straight line while waggling their body, then circling back and waggling some more. The length of the waggle indicates the distance of the nectar from the hive. The angle of the dance shows the direction of the nectar in relation to the sun. I think I'm going to try this next time someone asks me how to get to McDonald's. Recently, a child of about 10 asked me how little bees learn. I didn't know. From a syllabuzz, she said. Well, could it be that God created that little bee with instincts and intelligence that would cause us to scratch our heads in wonder and see the wisdom of Ecclesiastes 3:11? He has made everything beautiful in its time. No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I'm a skeptic. I just don't have enough faith to believe in chance. These awesome creatures are no accident. They are designed by a loving creator. Thank you, God, for the gift of the humble honeybee. Thank you that your fingerprints are all over creation. Amen. And hey, thanks for listening. One more question. If you want a pet bee, does that make you a wannabe?
Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.